Practice speaking test 2.
Good afternoon. My name is Anna. Could you tell me your full name, please?
Roberto Rossi.
What should I call you?
Roberto.
Thank you. Do you work or are you a student?
I'm a student.
Can you tell me about your studies?
My studies are in relation to cultures in the world. When I was young, my father used to travel a lot and used to come back home giving me a picture of a very vast world where people used to live and think and behave in different ways. So in comparison to what I used to study in geography, the world seemed to be a lot more interesting to go and explore. So as soon as I got a little bit older and I finished the school, I decided to go and experience at first hand what really means to live in direct contact with a different culture. So I ended up looking for the most traditional and isolated cultures in the world at that time, a few years ago, and I decided to go and live as one of the local people, which I did for a period of time. So that experience really changed my life and made me understand also a lot better what I wanted to study at university.
What is your favorite subject?
Anthropology. And social anthropology in particular. So in reality, what I do is that I go back to one of these places where I've been in the past, and I see in what way the society changes as the rest of the world changes, and in what way it is affected by the outside world. So I ended up learning the language, and I ended up understanding probably a lot more what really goes on inside a person who lives in a little dot in the middle of the ocean, and all he or she knows is that, and that is the universe in comparison to us being sort of constantly bombarded by a lot more information.
What is your study plan?
I'm thinking of further my studies by doing a master and perhaps a PhD. I'm very interested in following what I started already, and not only from my professional point of view, but also from a personal point of view. I think it's very important the two things are combined together, and what we learn and understand in life can really be of help to other people if we develop it to a certain extent.
Thank you. Do you have any hobbies or interests?
Oh yes, a number of them. I like to read. I like to read a lot, and I also like to play soccer. I can say that lately, unfortunately, I haven't had much time to do either of them.
What hobbies are popular with young boys and girls in your country?
Well, young boys and girls like to interact and meet and have good time together. So we start generally, since we're very young, by meeting at the end of the day when we get out of school, the local bar or the corner in the area where we live, in the square, and in the same area there are lots of other people, older and younger than us. And the hobbies generally for the young boys are sport and socializing and dancing, the same for the girls, except that the girls certainly are a lot more into fashion and dancing.
Do people usually continue their hobbies when they get older?
When they can, they do, generally, but depends on what kind of commitments they get involved to and if they can afford, only also in terms of time, what they like to do.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you to speak for 1 to 2 minutes on a topic. You have 1 minute to plan your answer. Here is a pencil and paper to make notes. Here is your topic. I'd like you to describe a movie which made a strong impression on you.
The candidate now has 1 minute to make notes and prepare an answer.
Thank you. Can you start speaking now, please? Remember, you have a maximum of 2 minutes.
Well, the name of the film is Cinema Paradiso. It's actually a very famous movie. It won the Oscar in 1989. And it's a movie about the story of a kid who grows up in a small village in Sicily. And we can see very clearly through the film in what way the community influenced him, and also his first love story with a local girl, and how much they affect his life. So it's actually a movie in retrospective, because it goes back, and he tried to get in touch with the same girl, and by doing that, he basically revisits the most important part of his life, and it's really showing us in what way all these things really affect all of us, how much we keep on dreaming and how much we keep on hoping in our life, especially when we can't live what we really wish and desire to live, especially when it comes to emotional things. And it's a film that is also based on a true story, and I think the public can really feel that. So it's also shot in a very, very good way, and we can see Sicily through 50 years of life, and from the end of the Second World War to today, which is also more or less perhaps the period of time of my life, of my father's life. Anyway, the main actors in the film are Salvatore Cascio and the famous actor I don't remember.
Thank you. Do you go to the movies often?
Yes, as often as I can. I really like films, and especially the European movies, the French, the Italians, and the English. I really like the way they are. They represent the European culture.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you a few more questions about films and movies. Are films popular where you come from?
Yes, they are very popular. Actually, cinema, movies is a big industry in Italy, and it has been the second major industry in the world in terms of films in the 50s. So you probably have seen yourself a number of Italian movies, but it's a particular kind of way of making films, and they still remain very popular. Yes.
Do you think people are going to the cinema more these days compared with 25 years ago?
No, I don't think so. I think that today TV and videos and DVDs actually have replaced often what people used to go only going to the theatre. A few years ago when I was younger, I remember there were a lot of people going to the cinemas and they were packed, and the same movie was left there for weeks and weeks and weeks, and while now they normally are shown the same cinema for a lot less.
What films are popular with young people these days?
We have in Italy a very strong American influence as well, so a lot of American movies and a lot of high-tech movies with special effects, and but at the same time we also keep maintaining a kind of our own genre, and some Italian movies that never get to the overseas market, they also become very popular in Italy.
Do people's taste in films change as they grow older?
I think so. I think movies also a little mirror how we change in life. what interests us and what we see in them. And as we, you know, in the 20s, where we are perhaps more romantic, we like certain kind of movies, and then perhaps we like to think a bit more about our life, and we see different kind of films, yeah.
Has technology made a difference in the quality of modern films?
I think so, yes, a big difference. The effects now seem to really suck you in when you see a movie, and the way the film are edited, they also keep your attention a lot better than in the past. You can see the way that they are put together, and also the sound quality is a lot better. And I think that has been, certainly technologically speaking, a big improvement there.
How will technology be used to improve films in the future?
Well, I am not an expert, but I think that if we will ever get 3D movies, or movies in 3D, we will find ourselves even more immersed in what at the moment only our eyes and our ears can see in two dimensions.
Why have the forms of popular entertainment changed over the years?
Because the society has changed a lot, and now we seem to be rushing all the time. We want to consume everything a lot faster. So I think every form of entertainment is also reflecting that kind of very fast, quick way of wanting something different and wanting something very quickly. And yes.
Will people still go to the cinema in the future?
I hope so. I don't know, but I think there will be people that, like today, like to see not only the new movie, but also the old movie, because it represents what they have seen when they were younger, and what they, and also what they were dreaming at that time. And I think that remains within us all our life.
Thank you. That is the end of the speaking test.